producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea, 855-99-3-7569. A good time to get in touch with me. I've got most of an hour ready to go with you. So, for those of you who missed the first hour, well, where were you? Where were you? Were you just coming late?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, folks. No, it's all right. Whenever you can listen, I know we'll get one of the interesting things is I'll get an email from somebody or I'll get a call and say, okay, you were talking about, well, I was talking about that about a year ago. But that's okay. Whatever, you know, I know people listen to podcasts at different times. And one of the nice things about the program is it is usually, there are very few things that aren't pretty much evergreen. I mean, they're seasonal things like, I suppose next week we'll talk about, you know, what you're going to wear for Halloween. Okay, we'll do that. But next Halloween you probably wear the same thing, and last Halloween you may have worn the same thing. So, well, you know, the things do have some seasonal connections sometimes. But from year to year, the seasonal ones, what was it? I did a vacation, I don't know, and somehow I did the vacation the same year, the same week that I'd done, like, the previous year. And whoever it was, maybe it was Shane. I think it was before I came to you guys. They said, well, wow, everything just fit. The nice thing about what I do is that administrations may change, but people's problems tend not to. So we're in luck there. All right, so I was whining. For those of you who missed, I digress. I can absolutely, you know, sort of digress myself. Distraction. Okay, so I was talking about the fact that I had this great experience this weekend, truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience of going to the new, the opening of the new Rainbow Room, which it's open for catering, which is one of those interesting things. Apparently you can make more money catering than you can actually in a restaurant.
That's what I've heard, yeah. I have a friend who runs a restaurant, and he says the exact same thing.
Yeah, he makes all the money catering. I suppose because I don't know exactly why. I don't know whether there are different union issues or that you're not going to have, you know, exactly how much food to prepare ahead of time. I don't know what it is, but I know a lot of restaurants, you know, and I have a couple of friends who own restaurants as well, and they make bulk of their money on catering, not on opening the restaurant.
Yeah, interesting. I really should ask him at some point.
I should, too. Maybe we'll do some research, or maybe somebody who owns a restaurant will call up and explain
this
one. My guess is that there's no waste, that you know ahead of time exactly how many people you're going to have.
Sure.
And so, because apparently waste is a huge issue. Anyway, went to the Rainbow Room, which was, it's gorgeous, very pricey, but they had a buffet. And they had, and I've decided that my personal, you know, my reason to be on this earth, apparently, is to convince people that buffets should be outlawed, that they're just something, because you eat too much, right? Or at least I do. So I've decided that I'm going to ban the buffet kid. Now, Shane had a much more sort of prosaic yet understandable reason about why he doesn't like buffets. He says the food tends to be lousy.
That's been my experience. But
see, my thing is that may be true, but part of it is that I have to sample everything. I have to try. And that's kind of my way. I'm a grazer anyway, you know, of eating a little bit of lots of different things. Like, my favorite thing to do is you know, to share, like, multiple appetizers with somebody.
Yes, my wife and I do that all the time,
So Shane and I, for different reasons, are part of, we're the spearhead of the ban the buffet movement.
Oh, I'm part of this now, too? What?
Yeah, well, you just said. What are you chickening out on me? You want to be the power behind the throne? You want me out front so people can throw jello molds at me? Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Well, we could actually call it the brown ban.
The brown ban, as opposed to, what's the mayor
which
there?
Which is B-cubed.
Yeah.
Ban the buffet.
Yeah, right.
Brown's ban buffet.
Taking after your New York mayor there. Isn't he famous for banning things?
Well, that was our ex mayor. He was banning sodas. Current one, De Blasio, is trying to. The big controversy is the horses in Central Park,
sure.
The horse drawn carriages, which seems to have gone nowhere temporarily. But nevertheless,
isn't that kind of? This is completely off topic now, I suppose. But isn't that kind of part of the history of Central Park, the horses and the carriages and that sort of thing?
Yeah, people are saying it's unfair to the horses, but it occurs to me, what are they going to do with those horses, you know, if they're not working? So I don't know. It's one of those things, you know, of all the things to worry about, that probably is not very high on my list.
Exactly,
but
right?
What can I tell you? I'm not convinced that this is exactly what I should be. But so ban the buffet, I think, is absolute takes precedent over the horses. And God, I'm not going to say anything about horse meat because then I would get in so much trouble. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
All right. So what we said on Facebook, I decided this should be part of a larger movement, which is what things would you ban? So Shane, now that you've kind of weaseled and waffled on me a little on my get it weaseled and waffled a little on my ban the buffet, is there anything you would ban?
I don't think, you know, I'm kind of the anti-ban person. I'm kind of like the kind of person
you're banning bands.
There you go, now
so.
We're talking. I like
I
that.
Don't think so, come on.
I'm kind of the type of person that just likes to let people do what they want to do.
Just let Pete Leo. Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, pretty much.
So weren't you the person who was sort of whining in the background that, you know, that, well, the food is always lazy?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
if
well,
ban
I mean, I'm
going to, you know,
ban waffling. That's what I'm going to ban.
All right. Fair enough.
I don't know. So there's nothing you would ban? You would ban bands?
Boy. You know, there's nothing that I really get that fired up about, I don't think, you know? I mean...
Oh, I'll find something.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll find something. I'm trying to think, you could ban psychologists.
No, you know,
ask you rude questions.
I just thought of something.
Right,
I cannot stand... This is living in the Twin Cities. I'm sure it's every major city in the country, but I cannot stand the people who ride your tail when you're driving. And I've been, driven right by a cop, and half the time the cops...
Okay, all right, here's another thing to ban.
So there we go.
People going through, well, except there should be there's no need to ban them because it's already against the law.
It should be,
the people
right?
running through red lights.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they keep killing pedestrians.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I find really rude.
Yeah, you know, it's got to be, what I was saying too, it's got to be a law to not tailgate too, right?
Well, it is.
So, yeah.
And there's, yeah. Yeah, and in fact, I can remember taking my driver's test. It was called the living room. Of how much space you left.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, I had always learned two car lengths for every 10 miles per hour, about 50
exactly
or something
so.
Like that. Yeah,
exactly so. All right, let's see what people want to ban, because you're banning bands, which I don't know if we're going to let you play.
All right. Well, Tony, she weighs in. She says, where do I begin? Too many things. And so that'll...
Well, she could ban Shane, too. Now you're in trouble.
That'll be a good way to get us started here. Antonio says, I would ban Saturday nights for anyone under 25. Stay home, kids.
Wow.
Yeah,
what
a novel
idea.
That's
Mr. Cranky. We like that.
Lori Ann says, child perpetrators do not deserve to live. I would eliminate them. Yeah, I can't argue with her.
So she would actually have death penalty?
Don't they? Well, yeah, I guess that's what she's saying. I think most of them go to prison and face that. You know, I think the other inmates don't like that too much, so it's pretty dangerous for them.
Well, yeah, they're called short eyes.
Really, I've never heard that term.
Yeah, okay. They get in serious trouble. They're treated very badly in prison.
Wendy says tobacco because it kills slowly.
Well, I mean, it's getting pretty close to being banned, not completely, but it's getting pretty close.
Yeah, if you're a smoker, it's pretty hard to keep up that habit nowadays, I think.
Well, you know what I've noticed is that, and it's not, I think smokers are getting even more hostile because, like, a lot of places like, people smoke out in front of my building, which is technically against the law, and what they do is they leave their butts, which is kind of rude.
Yes, I agree.
We're not very happy about that.
It's littering, you know.
Well, and it's really mean and tacky and whatever. All right, so give us a holler about what you would ban, other than Shane, And if you have something you want to talk with me about, which is even better, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. That's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 15th, 2014, gold opened at $1,246.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,292.55, $646.27 for a half ounce, or $323.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,292.55, $646.27, and $323.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Until you're on the air, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how's it going?
Going very well, Rachel. How might I help you?
Okay, so I'm 21. I'm in college, and I...
sat next to this guy in my geology class once, and he started talking to me, and, you know, I talked to him, I was nice, and he added me on Facebook, and in class, he sent me a message like, oh, you look really pretty today, while he was sitting right next to me. And I thought that was kind of weird, and then over the weekend, he was sending me messages on Facebook like, you know, I can't wait to see you, all these weird, like, almost like boyfriend kind of things, when we've spoken, like, once. So I didn't sit next to him again, and I kind of ignored him. I ignored his messages on Facebook. He'd send me messages probably 3 or 4 times a week. And so I kind of think I finally got him to leave me alone. And then I was at a bar with my friend over the weekend, and she sent him a message on Facebook on accident when I was showing him, when I was showing her what she had sent me. And then the next day he texted me like, oh, you know, it's so great to hear from you. Your smile makes my day. And I'm just really not sure how to handle this. Like, what should I do? I've been ignoring him. Is that right?
Well, I'm not sure that ignoring him is the wrong thing to do. I mean, it sounds to me that, look, it's funny. Greg and I were talking before because he's got his back is bothering him today. And I said, well, yeah, he says, I'm getting to be an old man. And I said, well, that's why you're so mean to me, because you figure I'm the eternal youth. And I was sort of kidding him. But the point is that sometimes as we get older, we're sort of not aware of the age difference between ourselves and other people. And we sort of think, oh, well, I'm the same age. So I think he probably just has a mild crush on you, and you clearly do not return it. So I think just ignoring him. Yeah, I think that's fine. Unfortunately, I think you were in better shape before your friend inadvertently sent him a message, because that kind of revived the hope. And my guess is if you just continue not to sit next to him, and I don't think you have to be mean, and I wouldn't certainly start a whisper campaign about him, but if he should say something. I mean, look, he's shy, because if he weren't shy, instead of Facebooking you, he would say, gee, Rachel, do you want to go out for a cup of coffee? So he clearly is a bit intimidated by the age difference and the fact that he thinks you're cute and hip and hot, and he's kind of a little older, and he's just hoping that somehow you will see his young spirit, and you're just not interested. So I think what I would do is just continue to, if you run into him, I wouldn't be rude, but I would just sort of, and if I had a boyfriend, I might show up with a boyfriend occasionally just to kind of, I think ignoring him is just the way to go, because you really don't want to hurt his feelings, but you certainly don't want to encourage him. The problem about what your friend did is that now he'll feel that, well, even if you ignore him for a while, sooner or later you'll get back in touch. And that was the unfortunate fallout. From the friend. And I mean, I think you can unfriend him, but that seems to me
you did
already. Okay, well then that's probably pretty clear. And if he should, he may at some point come in and ask for an explanation of saying, look, I thought that you really liked me. And you can say, look, I just really didn't want to mislead you, that I think you're a perfectly nice person, but I'm just really not interested in anything, you know, in any sort of relationship. And so I think I would be clear about it if he should say something about it. But I don't see the point necessarily of seeking him out, because you don't want him to adopt the theory that it's better to give you a hard time and have you mad at him than to completely ignore him. I think ignoring is the way to go.
Okay, cool.
He hasn't done anything that makes you more uncomfortable than just sort of being a little inappropriate in terms of flirting with you, right?
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't, like, followed me or anything.
Yeah.
Just some, like, constant messages on Facebook.
Yeah. I think if he, and the fact that I think that you've defriended him, always sounds like defrocked to me, should probably send him a pretty clear message. I would keep an eye out, though, that if anything escalates, I would tell somebody about it. I'd tell the dean or something of that thing, because you really don't want to be in a situation where you're in any kind of danger whatsoever. And my guess is you were probably not. But for the next at least couple of weeks, I would probably do you live on campus?
No, I live off campus.
Okay. Are you sort of like in a parking lot by yourself late at night or anything of that sort?
Yeah, at
okay.
one point in the week.
All right, so what I would probably do under those circumstances, and again, we're probably being a little overly cautious, but I think being overly cautious probably makes more sense than getting in a situation that's uncomfortable for you, which is I would just make sure that you have somebody to walk you to your car at night. And you can quite often.
Yeah, luckily the class is later in the day.
Yeah, and during, I mean, quite often there's a campus rent-a-cop there who can just say, look, would you mind walking me to my car? And I'm sure they'd be perfectly willing to do it. I just make sure that I wasn't putting myself in a vulnerable situation for the next couple of weeks. And my guess is that over time that this will probably abate. And I think he really didn't do anything wrong. He just thought that this was kind of, yeah, well, I think it's more, if he were the same age that you were, you'd probably view it as more kind of maybe a tiny bit creepy because he's sitting next to you and not saying anything and he's Facebooking you. But Facebook is kind of the refuge of people who can't quite get, I think it sort of serves in some bizarre way the same as alcohol, as it gives you the courage to do something you might not ordinarily do, which is not necessarily a good idea. So
yeah.
As you know, I'm not necessarily a huge fan of Facebook, but I think, you know, people have affairs because they would never sort of call an old girlfriend or an old boyfriend in the middle of the night, but they'll Facebook them. And, you know, I think that's does lower our resistance in ways that are probably not very healthy or very productive. But in this particular case, I would just continue to ignore him. As I said, I think your friend's behavior was unfortunate in terms of timing as well as everything else.
And
maybe she could just go up. I mean, I suppose that's one of the possibilities, although I'm not sure that I want to put her in that situation either.
She doesn't even go to that school.
Okay, then, because, I mean, one of the possibilities is just saying, look, I apologize that I inadvertently sent a message to you and it was not my intent. So, and she doesn't even have to say anything about you. But at this moment, I think the safest thing is probably just to ignore him and if you're in a situation where you feel the least, you know, any discomfort about him, I would tell somebody. In the meantime, I would certainly make sure that somebody walks you to your car at night. Okay?
Okay. Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, that whole issue of campus being safe, there's a New York Magazine did a whole article about it. Apparently there is a young woman at Columbia that is carrying her mattress around because this whole issue about women feeling unsafe on campuses and the idea being that their campus should be the place that they can exchange ideas and feel safe and whether or not there is kind of a number of women have gotten together and instead of rape being one of those things that nobody talked about and everybody was embarrassed about it. And the question is, you know, what were you wearing and all that kind of horrible, you know, it's like nobody asks you if your house is robbed, you know, what kind of furniture or electronics you have.
That's right, yeah.
So it's really changing a lot of women not feeling shame and saying that, that they should throw rapists off campus, out of school. So it's an interesting phenomenon. And you can hear it's a very painful situation. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bob, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, here's my situation. I'm 56. I've been married twice. I was divorced 3 years ago from my second wife.
Okay.
And I'm not quite sure whether or not I'm completely completely through emotionally with my second wife. I've met someone. I started dating her about a year ago, and I explained to her after we dated several times that I don't think I was ready at the time, so we haven't dated since then until about a month ago.
So you dated for a couple months and then broke it off?
Right. And I explained to her that, you know, I'm going to have to back out right now.
That's what you did 10 months ago.
10 months ago. Correct.
Okay, so you're now, you called her again and said, okay, I think I'm ready. Did you date anybody else in those 10 months?
Yes, I did. I did. And this is where I think I'm in need of counseling, I guess.
Well, yeah, because it seems to me that either you were ready to date or you weren't ready to date. And if you're ready to date, why not her but somebody else? I mean, this is just between the two of us. You don't have to explain it to her. But why would you drop dating her and start dating somebody else if you weren't ready to date anybody?
Right. Well, this is going to sound very shallow. When I dated the previous two women in that 10-month period, I explained to them, I just am out to have fun. I don't want to commit.
Were you sexual with the other two women?
Yes, I was. Mostly the first. Only the first.
You're not going to get your merit badge from the Women of America on that.
I understand completely, and I don't feel I'm even worthy of dating this woman because of the quality nature.
All right. So the first one you actually thought was kind of a class act, decided it was too soon, so you did the Bimbette route for a while, which does not speak well for you, but all right, exactly. I'm willing. All right, so where are we today?
Well, I'm trying to explain to the other lady that...
Which one are we talking about, the first one?
No, the second that I was sexual with, she wanted to get serious after a while.
Well,
and I
when
guess
you have sex with women, quite often that's what they decide they want to do.
Exactly, and I've been through this, and I continue to make this mistake, and
all right, I need the question. I'm a little lost in the details.
Okay.
Salacious as they may be.
Right. I'm very much attracted to her as a human being, morally, spiritually. She's got everything.
Which one are we talking about?
This is the one I'm dating again.
So the one that you dropped before, you now think is the class act, is the one that you're attracted to?
Well, I'm not. See, I'm dating her. That's why I don't think I wanted to continue to date her as well, is because I didn't know if I was attracted to her.
So one you respect and the other you're horny about, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So the question is what?
Just
a question, honey.
Okay, I don't think I'm attracted to her, and I don't want to hurt her. A question is... I don't know how to phrase this.
Give it a try.
Can I be with this woman the rest of my life and settle down with her without being attracted to her?
Probably not. That's called friendship. Were you ever attracted to the first woman? Did you ever sleep with her?
We have, and yes, this time we did.
We're talking with Bob, who may get the Chauvinist of the Year award, but that's okay. He's being honest with me. He had been dating a woman a year ago that he found wonderful, except he wasn't particularly attracted to her. So he broke it off after 2 months, saying he really wasn't ready to date. Then sort of had several sexual escapades and is now back to the original woman, is not feeling particularly sexually attracted to her. So your question to me was, can I spend the rest of my life with her if I'm not attracted to her? I guess one of the questions is she attracted to you?
Yes, that's one of the things she told me in the beginning that, I don't know, I smiled or something and she just noticed it. And I knew, well, actually, my daughter is married to...
Bob, take a deep breath.
Here we go.
Bob, take a deep breath for a minute. Is she sexually attracted to you?
Yes, she is.
How do we know that?
She has told me.
Okay, well, that's pretty straightforward. Have the two of you been sexual?
Just one.
This time, all right. So, did you have a hard time getting an erection?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that the difficulty was... All right, so let's separate out two factors. And I know that traditionally we don't, but let's do it. When you think about her, do you get that little tingle? Or and I know that men traditionally think that sexual attraction is they get an erection or they don't. But it's not necessarily the case. So when you think about her, are you intellectually sexually, I know, attracted to her or not? That's a yes or no.
No.
Okay.
Intellectually.
Why not? Do you know what, I mean, is it
Well, I guess I'm used to, oh boy.
Go ahead, let's try it.
For some reason, I have usually been with women much younger, and I'm told, fairly good shape for my age.
How old is she?
53, I'm 56.
Right. So, were you attracted, how did you meet her initially?
Through my son-in-law.
Who unwisely thought, why don't we get Bob somebody his own age?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Bob, listen to me.
Right.
If I were you, what I would do is I would dump the bimbos and spend some time with her and see what happens. See what happens if you don't have a sexual outlet, don't go online, don't masturbate, don't look at porn, and see what happens if you allow yourself to be in a situation with an equal, not somebody you can control, and somebody you're not thinking of as a disposable sex partner,
right,
an inflatable doll, but a human being. There are really two categories of people. That the first believe that sexual attraction either is there or not there, can't be developed, and the second who believe that you can get turned on to somebody the more you know them. The first traditionally are thought of as men, the second traditionally are thought of as women. But in this particular case, one, you have nothing to lose except a little bit of time, and you have to be really cautious with her and be honest with her and say, you know, I'm not sure how this feels to me on a sexual basis, so if you're willing to give me a little time, I'd really like to invest in it if you are. So I don't think you have to say I'm not turned on by you, because that's just hurtful. But to say, what I'd really like this relationship to be is platonic for a while and see where we get. But that's only going to work if you're not sexual with anybody else.
Okay,
because you have nothing to lose. And obviously, I'm working on the assumption, not necessarily that you can that you can develop sexual attraction, although I probably am a little bit, but that sexual attraction exists, and the question is, where is it channeled? And if there are no other channels, is it possible that the two of you could become sexual with each other, and that enhances your admiration for her, and your affection for her, and your respect for her, and hopefully even your love for her, if there are no other outlets? And that's kind of what it seems to me worth at least experimenting with, at least temporarily, as long as it doesn't hurt her and you're honest with her and you don't do any sexual acting out either with her for right now or with anybody else for the time being. Because, as you know better than I, that men have been known to have troubles with erections with a woman that they actually care about as opposed to somebody they view as disposable. So I think we need to sort that out here. And it sounds to me that you care enough about her that's worth doing, but you really need, that means that you're going to be probably foregoing a sex life for at least a couple of months. And hopefully that's something that's worth an investment in your long-term future.
Is there there's one other question I also have. She has talked about the difference in education between she and I. And I don't have
Better educated.
I'm better educated. I don't have a problem with that. I probably money as she does, but the thing is, in her grammar, I just once in a while I'll hear, you know, grammar.
That Bob, I think the two of you are going to have to spend some more time together. And
yeah.
I mean, because I know you spent 2 months together, but it was a year ago. Stay out of bed, get to know each other, see if there's enough respect and friendship. Because worst case scenario, if it doesn't work, either because you feel that she's just not smart enough or sexy enough, then there's certainly the possibility of being friends. But I think the two of you need more time. You need to stay out of bed. You need to be relatively honest with her about what's going on without saying, I'm not attracted to you. But it also means that you have to forego all these other relationships right now.
Right, exactly.
Okay, and see where you get. I mean, if you're kind and you give yourself some time, I mean, best case scenario, you fall passionately in love with this woman. Worst case scenario, you fall wildly in like with this woman, which you probably don't have the basis for a marriage, but you may have the basis for long-term friendship.
Okay.
All right, but no, you really need to be very careful about not flirting with other women, no porn, no masturbation, and just see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in dating anyone else other than her, but I just wanted to give it a try again because I want to get out of this.
Okay, but see where the two of you get. And okay. But I'd put off the even kissy face for a while and sort of let some of the sexual energy and tension build up and see where the two of you get.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Reason I'm calling is I want to know what can I do to get my son to be more agreeable when he plays on his internet game. We allow him to go on game, my husband and I, for, well, my husband was saying 3 hours. I was saying two. And
ooh, a day?
Yeah, and I think it's too much, too.
Wow. How does it?
No, not during the week, just on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, I mean, that seems like a lot of time. Does he do it in one block, or does it, I mean, I guess if we figure from Friday night at after school, which is, let's say, at 5 o'clock on Friday, to, well, let's see, to like 5 o'clock on Sunday, that's 48 hours plus another 12, so that's 60 hours between basically Friday night and Monday morning. I suppose we're talking about 3, 3, and 3. So 9 of 60, I suppose, if you subtract out 24 hours for sleeping. So that leaves 36. So I suppose, you know, that's 25% of his waking hours that he's on the computer. That seems a little extreme.
I agree with you. I would just...
So the issue, this is a parenting issue, though, not this is a marital issue, not a parenting issue. The parenting is, how do we get our kid to spend less time on the computer? The marital issue is, we don't agree on how much time he should spend on the computer. One of the ways of doing it is to give him an hour a day on the computer, and then he can earn more time by doing things like helping out around the house, babysitting his baby sister. He was the 3-year-old, getting good grades in school. I mean, that's probably. Tell me what the question to me is. I'm not sure exactly what your focus is here.
What can I do to get him to? Well, then when the 2 hours are up, or it was 2.5, we agreed on. He says, I'm not finished with the game
yet. Well, then what you say is, anytime you object, anytime we have to tell you more than once, we subtract 15 minutes from your computer time for the next day.
I know. I guess we're just having trouble following through, and he gets surly. I mean,
well, but Bridget, again, that's not parenting. That's the adults.
I know.
I mean, what I would do is I would get a timer, and when the timer goes off, it should go off 5 minutes before the thing, and at the end of it, I'm not sure I'd cut the cord, but because then you'd have to repair the cord. But anytime he goes 1 minute over, you subtract 5 minutes of his next time.
I know.
But then you got to do it, Bridget.
I know.
All right. So we're clear. Yes.
Yes.
Good.
And what do you think is a good amount of time? Just 1 hour, like you're saying.
Well, I mean, again, I would give him a baseline of 1 hour, and then he can earn more time. I mean, look, the problem about the computer, it's like anything else. Except it's seductive. There's you can talk with your friends on it. It can all of a sudden 4 hours have gone by and you don't know. Kids at 13 should be dealing with homework, reading, dealing with family members, having friends, being on their bicycle, you know, fighting with their sister.
Right.
I mean, you don't want. I mean, the computer is just—it's just a tool, but it's really a pretty seductive tool. So I would say an hour a day, and he can earn more time by doing more things. And anytime he complains about it, you subtract time. But then you got to do it. And if he gives you a hard time, then you subtract every time. You know, if he says no, mom, you subtract 5 minutes. If he says oh, mom again, every time 5 minutes, he'll get it. But then you have to be serious about your sanctions, or it doesn't do any good. Is that Cher? Is that pronounced correctly?
Yes, you pronounced it correctly. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So here's my problem quickly. My husband is an executive, and because of his job, we move a lot. We've moved 6 times in 7 years, and we've been here for about 2 months, and I have 3 kids, and I'm still mad about it. All the other moves, I've just been, okay, whatever, new adventure. But this one...
Why is this one troublesome for you? Do you know?
Well... I think there's 2 things. I really liked where we were, and, you know, our lives were really dialed there. And the second one is, I feel like this time he chose his job over us.
Well, but you didn't feel that way before?
No, I didn't.
All right. How long have you been married?
18 years.
Okay. How old are the kids?
11, and 2 are 7.
Okay. All right. It seems to me that we need to focus on two things, neither of which you're focusing on at this moment.
Okay, good.
The two things you need to focus on are what's going to make this okay for you now,
okay.
And the second is to have a discussion with him about future moves. What you're focusing on is, I am really furious about what he's already done, and since he can't undo it, that's just not very profitable, and he's going to feel helpless because what you're not really offering him any way out, and you're going to feel... You're just going to get more and more frustrated because either he's just going to turn a deaf ear to you because there's nothing he can really do, or
right.
He's going to, it's just not healthy. And if he turns a deaf ear, you're going to feel even more that he doesn't pay any attention to me. It doesn't make any difference what I want. So let's see. I assume that you love this man. You just assume that the marriage continues. So let's figure out how to move forward on this. And the first place is, what would it take to make this okay for you at this moment? What does that, and be very specific. It may be that you want full-time house cleaning. You may want a cook. You may want a horse. You may want a Porsche.
I left my horse.
Well, I mean, you may want another horse. I mean, but
yeah.
Figure out specifically what it would take for you to feel okay about this for right now. And
right.
Because that will take care of the immediate. And then the two of you have to have a discussion that says, look, for the last 7 years, we've moved whenever you wanted to. But, you know, we need to begin talking about, I know that you're the family breadwinner. Do you work outside the home?
I don't anymore.
Okay. Well, that may be one of the things to put in the mix, that you've got twins, it sounds like, but
uh-huh.
Either that or really close pregnancies. But it may be time now that the kids are in school to say, you've always been the primary breadwinner, and therefore how you supported us was the economic lifeblood of the relationship. But I'm willing to go to school now and get a job so that the next time someone says move, that you don't have to do that, that you feel that you can either look for another job because I'll take up some of the economic slack. And I may not be able to take up the whole, you know, my fair share immediately, but I think that's something we should be moving toward as a family, because it's got to be tiresome for you, husband of mine. It's disruptive as the dickens for the children. As our kids get older, they're going to be much more recalcitrant. They're not going to want to do that as they get into high school. So for right now, this is what I need to make this okay for me. And this is how we have to begin thinking about this as a family. Because what you may want is not a horse. What you may want is tuition. I mean, it may be time to think about what is it that you want to do. Because even if he was planted in the same city for the next 20 years, you got a 7-year-old, 11-year-old, which means you've got about a decade before those kids are out of the house, and you've got to figure out something to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So focus on those two things. What do I want right now? And don't make it an apology. Just make it whatever it is.
Call Dr. Joy at 855
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends. We're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document?
Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.